and a well-known text, I want to feel laid on my heart, verse 10. But God said to Israel, Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. I want to speak this morning on a theme on why we should not fear and why we should not fear. So let's pray and pray that God will bless us here this morning. Father in heaven, I turn to thee. I ask for your help around the word of God. I pray you'll give everybody here that ear to hear what God has to say. We're in dark times and difficult times, but we're glad our God, we can say that my times are in thy hands. We pray for power and liberty and, Lord, to preach thy word in Jesus' name. Amen. There are many people across the world in this particular time is living in fear. There's something going on around them or within them that's causing them to be afraid. There are things that you know are phobias, are known as fears. And I came across a group of ones. There's some, the fear of laughter. There's some who, the fear of work. I came across one for the young people here, and it took 36 letters to spell it. I would never try to read it. 36 letters to spell it. Know what it was? The fear of long words. Well, I thought that was a very good one for it. Not a bit of one. That would scare the life out of you if you came across a word like that. Now, there are what I would say here this morning, what is known as genuine fears. There's something going on in somebody's life, somebody's home, somebody's heart, and it's filled them with fear. Even the very people of God in this world today, and perhaps in this meeting, there's something going on in your heart that's making you afraid. And you're hiding it. We're very good at hiding things. You hide it from people. You don't want anybody to know that this in your life, whatever it may be, is making you afraid. Maybe some people here this morning and you're afraid of the COVID. You're afraid of getting it. You're afraid of death. There's darkness, there's death, disasters, there's duties you have to perform. Listen, and you are afraid. There's nurses and doctors out in the front line at the moment. Maybe some from our congregation. And you're afraid. You're afraid. I say today, friends, there's the word of God comes to such people. Oh, thank God for his word at these particular times. Oh, what a message he had here for the children of Israel who were fearful. Listen, who were afraid. And the cry comes out from God, and God is speaking here through the prophet Isaiah, and he says to them, Fear thou not, for I am with thee. And be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. And God cries out from heaven to this people. He says, fear thou not. Not to be afraid. I want to say to you here this morning, the message never changes. It hasn't changed. This is God's message to his people. And to your heart here this morning, I want to speak about reasons why you should not, or I should not be afraid. And they're found here before us in this very familiar text. We should not fear because of the Lord's command to his people. And you listen to the word of the Lord. I remember, this is God speaking. As if God opens up a window in heaven, and he shouts out, listen, fear thou not. This is his word. This is a command. This is a divine command from God. He said, don't be afraid. That's what he's saying here. When I read the Bible, you can read of God's law, of His commandments unto His people. Think of Leviticus 19, verse 2. Ye shall be holy, for I am holy. For I am the Lord your God, I'm holy. He tells us to be holy. He tells us in Deuteronomy 6, verse 4 and 5, that we're to love Him with all our heart and soul and mind and strength. Now He commands us not to be afraid. Not to be afraid. He says it a number of times even in this passage. You look at verse 13. At the end of verse 13, fear not. In verse 14 he begins, fear not. In Isaiah 53 and verse 1, we have it again. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. And verse 5, Isaiah 43, fear not. So there was a number of times, even in this passage, God comes to His people, not just once, but a number of times He tells them, fear not. Don't be afraid. And this has always been God's way of dealing with His people. In Genesis 15, verse 1, Abram, the father of the faithful, that mighty man of God, God comes to him in verse 1 in Genesis 15, and He says, fear not, Abram. And in Genesis 46 and verse 3, Jacob, fear not to go down into Egypt. He's coming to Abraham. He's coming to Jacob. He comes to Joshua in chapter 8, verse 1, fear not. Dear friends, when Paul was in that storm, in Acts 27, verse 24, the Lord comes to him and He says, fear not, Paul. God's people has always been afraid. Even the giants of the faith, the mighty men of God like Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Joshua and the Apostle Paul, there were things going on in their life that was making them afraid. And God comes to them and He tells them, He says, don't be afraid. Fear not, He says. Why should we not be afraid? From the highest authority, a divine command, God tells us, fear not. You think of the words of the Lord Jesus Christ in John chapter 14 and verse 27. You know what He said to His disciples? Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Not an amazing message. The message from the Lord Jesus Christ. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let it be afraid. God doesn't want me, and child of God, God doesn't want you to be afraid. A number of times in His Word, He comes here, even in our text here this morning, and He gives a command, fear not. We're not to be afraid. One particular hymn writer, a woman, she wrote these words, though all the worlds be troubled, and men's hearts faint and fear, at dangers in the distance and dangers drawing near, though every help should fail them, on which their hopes are stayed, let not your hearts be troubled, nor let it be afraid. And God commands us here, don't be afraid. I say to you, the COVID here is going on in our land, it's going on and on and on. There seems to be no end to it. Yet we have a message, listen, from God, not from our government. The government never looks to God. But we have a message from the Lord to our hearts here this morning. And He says to us, listen, fear not. Don't be afraid. See, the Lord knows what fear does to us. It cripples us. Fear takes away your joy. If you're afraid, you ain't happy, you ain't rejoicing in the Lord. It takes away your peace. Perhaps you are not sleeping. It takes away your usefulness. You're crippled. You can't pray. You can't read your Bible. You can't do things for God the way you used to. It cripples us. Think of Elijah, that mighty, mighty man of God. In 1 Kings 19, verse 4, he was full of fear. Jezebel was going to take away his life. But he got away and he got under a juniper tree. And he says there in 1 Kings 19, verse 4, it is enough now, O Lord, take away my life. For I'm not better than my fathers. You see, it crippled him. It brought him down to the very pit of despair. He couldn't move. He couldn't serve. He lost his usefulness. He lost his joy. He lost his peace. Because he was afraid. Because he was afraid. And I say to you, child of God, today, this has maybe happened to you. You're living under a spirit of fear. There's something going on, perhaps, in your heart, in your life, around you, that's filling you with fear. Well, here's a word from God. Fear thou not. It's a divine command to our hearts, say this morning. Florence Nightingale, that great nurse from the past, here's what she said. It is wrong to fear. We are quite safe in God's hands, and fear is really unbelief. It dishonors God. This woman who you can work on the front line in nursing when it was difficult to be a nurse. None of the modern technology in her day, but she realized it's wrong to be afraid. I'm in God's hands. It's unbelief. Here we have God's word coming to us. One of the reasons we find here in this verse why we should not fear, but God commands us, fear not. We're not to be afraid. So let's obey his word. Let's trust him. It is a command from God to our hearts. And another reason why we shouldn't fear is, think of the Lord's company with his people. For he went on to say, fear thou not. Notice, for I am with thee. And underline those words. God says to the people, fear not, because I am with thee. Here's a company that is personal. It's not that some angel is with them. It's not that Isaiah was with them, and he was. He says, I am with thee. And notice this. In case they were not listening, he tells them this a number of times in the verses following. He doesn't just tell them the once. You can see there in chapter 43, verse 2, when I pass through the waters, I will be with thee. In chapter 43, verse 5, fear not, for I am with thee. As if they weren't listening, God comes to them time and time again here. He says to them, listen, I am with thee. I am with thee. I, the Lord God of heaven, am with you. So don't be afraid. I'm with you. My friend, this is very simple preaching this morning. These are truths that we've heard time after time. But God speaks them again and again to our hearts. And as I said, he has done this before. It says there in Genesis 26, verse 24, to Isaac, and the Lord appeared to him the same night and said, I am the God of Abraham, thy father. Fear not, I am with thee. To Isaac. You see, Isaac was afraid. And God comes and says, listen, Isaac, don't be afraid. Because I'm with you. I'm with you, Isaac. And even Jacob, when he was alone in the darkness of the night, fleeing from his brother Esau, the Lord appeared unto him in Genesis 28 and verse 15. And the Lord says, and behold, I am with thee. Think of Jacob. He's down in the darkness. He's away from home. He's running for his life. And God comes to him. He says, listen, behold, look at this. Look at this. Jacob, look at this. He says, I am with thee. I mean, Jeremiah was sent out to preach. Remember, the people didn't like him. They hated him. And God knew this. And he said to Jeremiah in Jeremiah 1 verse 8, be not afraid of their faces. You know what he said? For I am with thee. Don't be afraid of their faces. When I do an open ears, I see some people's faces. And I know they're not too happy to see us standing. But he said, don't be afraid of their faces. For I am with thee. I am with thee, you see. And we think of Paul there in Acts chapter 18 in the city. And he was afraid. Acts 18 verse 9. Be not afraid, but speak and hold thy peace. Hold not thy peace, for I am with thee. That's why I see here time and time and time again, God is coming to people who were afraid, who were scared. And what did God say to them? He says, I am with thee. I am with thee. That's what he said in Isaiah. That's what he said to Paul, Jeremiah, and others. So why should I not be afraid? Child of God, why? Because God is with me. And he's with you. He lives within our heart, you know. In 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19, it says, what know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you? He's within us. Listen, he's around us. In Deuteronomy 33, verse 27, the eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms, as if God is all around us. We're in his arms. He's above us. We lift up our eyes onto the hills, with thence cometh our help. Then why should we be afraid? He says, I am with thee. This company's personal. Remember the Lord Jesus Christ said to his disciples in Matthew 28, verse 20, lo, I am with you always, even on the end of the world. He's with us. I think that great text there in Romans, if God be for us, then who? Who can be against us? God is with his people. This company is personal and perpetual. He'll always be with us. He never leaves his people. Samuel said in 1 Samuel 12 and verse 22, for the Lord will not forsake his people. He's preaching this. He's preaching this tremendous message to the people who were in trouble, who were afraid. He says the Lord will not, he will not forsake his people. What does that mean? He's always with us. Even, I have to say this morning, I deserve the Lord to forsake me. And so do you. We deserve to be left by the Lord Jesus Christ, but his company here perpetually says that he'll not leave us. In fact, in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, for he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Listen, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Well, if you go into the Greek, they tell us, there are five negatives in that text. Now, we don't really use all those negatives in our English, but they do. It is as though it is said, I will not leave thee. I will never, no, never forsake thee. And what is the Lord saying here? I'm always with you. I'm always with you. I feel we're getting old and frail. We might be wondering what we're going to do. But Isaiah 46, verse 4 says, even to your old age I am he, and even to your hoar heads will I carry you. I have made, I will bear, even I will carry, I will deliver you. Listen here what God is saying to your old age, to your grey hairs. And child of God, he's carried you. He's been with you all of your Christian life. You may have been saved for many years. I notice now, when you're getting weak and you're getting feeble, what is God saying here? He says, I will carry you. He's actually carrying you. He's carrying me as well. He's carrying us. We carry a child, don't we? God's carrying you and I. We're getting feeble. We're getting old. I'm carrying you. Why should I fear? Why should you fear, child of God, here this morning? I'm with you. I'm always with you. I'm carrying you. It was says when the bishop of Rochester, came out of the Tower of London, he was going to suffer a martyr's death. He saw a scaffolding on which he was to be beheaded. So you can imagine the shock coming out of the tower, and he looks, and there's the scaffolding, all about, and no doubt the crowd now was waiting on him. It must have shocked him. And he took out of his pocket, a Greek New Testament. And looking up to heaven, here's what he said, O Lord, direct me to some passage which may support me through this awful scene. And so he prayed, Lord, I need to hear a word. I need to read something to help me. It's going to be difficult. No doubt he felt it. And he opened up the Bible, and his eyes fell upon John 16, verse 32. And here's what John 16, verse 32 says. Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall leave me alone, and yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. And he closed the book and said, this is sufficient. Isn't that tremendous? The words of Christ, ye leave me alone, listen, yet I am not alone. For the Father, because the Father is with me. And this man realized that other people had left him. They had fled from him. But he was not alone, because the Lord was with him. And O child of God, this should give us peace as well. That the Lord is with his people. Now the storm may rage. The darkness may all still be around us. The pain may still be in our hearts. But you have peace in your heart. You're not afraid. Ain't afraid anymore. In Psalm 118, verse 6, it said this, the Lord is on my side. I will not fear. I will not fear. I tell you, child of God, if I can get to that place in my life, and you can get there, it'll help us. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? What can they do to me? A child of the King who's with me. I'm in his hands, his arms all around me. Dear friend, why we should not fear? The Lord commands us not to be afraid. The Lord's company. He's with us. Now, these are distressing times. These are difficult times. With this COVID going around our community, around our land. But they're God's times. This is the way he's leading us. He's leading us home. This is the way we have to walk. I read history, church history. There were plagues years ago. People were falling like flies. Now, why should you and I get to heaven with no troubles? But here we have the Lord's company. Fear not. Don't be afraid. And then I want to think about the Lord's confession to his people. For he says to them here, be not dismayed. There are two things he said in this confession. Be not dismayed. The word dismayed means amazed. I don't know what to do. Confusion. In other words, running about like a headless chicken. Don't know where to turn to. Don't know who to turn to. Such is the difficulty, such is the trouble in your life. You're wondering, what am I going to do? What am I going to say? Who can help me? But God says, be not dismayed. Just settle down. Remember, have you ever said to you sometime, but hustling and bustling? Just take a few long breaths. Just cool down. That's what God has really sent us here. Just settle down. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. He tells us. And then he makes this great confession about their deity. I am thy God. This is tremendous. He's trying to drive away the fears. He's trying to help his people. And he says, and fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. And I said earlier on, as if God shouts out from heaven, I, the Lord God of heaven, I am, I'm your God. When you read this Bible here, even Isaiah, you find in Isaiah 40, verse 26, has I not heard, has I not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither was weary, there is no searching of his understanding. He tells us here about his God, that he is the creator, he's the everlasting God, he never gets weary, he never gets tired, he's all powerful. And he says here, I am your God. I'm your God. The one who made the world, the one who's powerful, the one who's everlasting, the God who is mighty. I am thy God. In Isaiah 43, verse 1, fear thou not, for I have redeemed thee. And you're my people. I have redeemed thee with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. He's saying these things. And again, I say to you here, he's saying these things to drive away our fear. That we'll not be afraid. I trust this morning the Lord would speak to your heart and drive away your fears. We need to realize who he is. He is God. He is the creator of the world. He's everlasting. He's the Almighty. Then why should I be afraid? For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death. He is the Almighty God. He's powerful. I am thy God. Aren't you glad this morning, child of God, you're saved? That we're not bowed down before some idols of silver or gold. That we're not mixed up in some false religion. That we have the truth that's found in Jesus Christ. That we can sing from our heart, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. And why should I be afraid? And really, back to my first point again. God doesn't want me to be afraid. He wants us to trust him. And to lean upon him, and to love him, and to follow him. Oh, fear not. Let it be dismayed. Dear friend, for I am thy God. And then I want to speak lastly why we shouldn't be afraid. The Lord's care for his people. Because fear thy not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. The Lord could have stopped there. That's enough. Surely your fears already should be been pushed out of your heart and out of your life just by the first nearly half of our verse. But no, God continues. He continues to tell us why we should not be afraid. Because he speaks about his care for his people. And there was a threefold promise here in these words. His care shows that he strengthens his people. I will strengthen thee. Now listen, they may be fearful. They may be weak. But here's the promise from God. I will strengthen thee. I will give you strength. God will give you strength. He didn't say here, he'll take the burden away. He never said take the pain away, maybe. You're going through. But he said here, I'll make you strong. I'll make you strong. You'll be able to bear this burden. You'll be able to bear this fear that's going on in your heart and in your life and his cure for his people. He strengthens them. And then, man, we're not talking about physical strength, going to the gym and build up your weights with your strength with weights. No, no. I will strengthen the inner strength. God's people are strong. And we should be showing ourselves stronger than the people who's not saved. And they would look at us and say, how can you go through this? How are you so sure? How are you so confident? How have you got peace? Why are you not afraid? We can say because God has strengthened me. He's given me strength. Remember Ephesians chapter 3 verse 16. That he will grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. In the inner man. Listen friends, in our hearts. God gives us strength. To continue, to able to go on. How often in my life, and I'm sure for most of God's people here this morning, there's times you felt you couldn't go on. You couldn't take another step in your life. And you got this strength flowing into you by the Spirit of a living God. And you got strength. And today, after many, many years, you're still going on. God cares for his people. He sees we're weak. We strengthen them. If we see our children, and they're struggling, we strengthen them, don't we? We do all we can to drive all fears from them and to reassure them that everything's well and we're going to help them and we're with them no matter what's going on in their life. We're with them and we ain't leaving them. And that's the same with God. He's with us. He's with us. He ain't leaving us. He's going to help us. And child of God, he's going to do that for you. He's going to do that for you. So don't be afraid. That's what God is saying to us this morning. And you may feel weak and unable to go on. But he by his Spirit will draw alongside and strengthen you. In 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9, it says, my grace is sufficient for thee. Paul was praying, take away the thorn, take away the pain, take away the problem. God didn't take it away. But God gave him the grace to bear it. He strengthened him, friends. So God strengthens us. He helps his people. Look what he said here. I will strengthen, yeah, I will help thee. And he said that again at the end of verse 13, chapter 41. Fear not, I will help thee. And in verse 14, fear not, thy worm Jacob, and ye men of Israel, I will help thee. You see, as I said earlier on, in case you're not listening, in case you're not hearing my voice, I will help thee. And on down another few verses, I will help thee. I will help thee. God says, I will help his people. When someone says to you and I in great trouble sometimes, I'm in great trouble. If someone looks at you, generally says, I'll help you. But the fear just goes out of your heart. The problem disappears. And that's what God is saying to us. I will help thee. In Hebrews 13, verse 6, so we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What shall man do unto me? The Lord is my helper. He helps his people. And he actually says here in this verse, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Not only is he going to help us, he says here, I will hold thee. And I will hold thy right hand in verse 13. For I am the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand. And say unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. So he's holding us, friends. He's holding our right hand. And he's saying, don't be afraid. Now, you think of that with children. Our children's afraid. We get a hold of their hand. And we hold them by the hand. And what do we say? Don't be afraid. And we say, don't be afraid. And how the children get a hold of our hands, they ain't afraid. They can trust their dad and their mum. They've seen that in their lives. They're holding on to my hand. No, we're holding on to theirs. God says, I will uphold thee. I will hold your hand. It's not what I'm left holding on to his hand. He's holding on to mine. And so the Lord is saying to us, here's what I will do for you. This is why you should not be afraid. I will hold your hand. Well, I said to every one of God's people this morning, the Lord will be with you. He will strengthen you. He will help you. He will uphold you. Don't be afraid. We're not putting our trust in the Lord. If we're fearful, we're not trusting. I can say, I can face whatever's out there. The Lord is with me. He tells me, don't be afraid. I am with you. He's holding me. He's strengthening me. He's helping me. He's leading me. He's guiding me. He's bringing me to heaven. Why should I be afraid? Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Don't be afraid. Of course, you're unsaved. You should fear God. Not ready to meet the Lord. You're in your sin. You could die and lose your soul in hell for all eternity. Think of Matthew 10, verse 28. And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. These are the words of Christ. He's speaking to the unsaved in their sin. And he's telling them to fear. Don't be fearing people around you, but fear God who is able, listen, to cast your soul and body into hell. What's wrong with our land today, our nation? They've lost the fear of God. And you can lose your soul. And you can lose your soul if you die without Christ. You should fear God. But thank God you can repent from your sin and trust Christ as your Savior. And he will save you and give you everlasting life. Oh, for God's people, can I say again in closing, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yeah, I will help thee. Yeah, I will hold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. And if you haven't underlined that verse in your Bible, when you go home, you have no pen with you, underline it. Because someday you'll need it. Someday you'll need this verse. Maybe today, if not today, the day is coming, you will need it. And you remember what God has said about our fears. We are to trust Him. May God write His word upon our heart. Let's close in a word of prayer.